A state of emergency exists in Racine County for about a dozen homes along the lakefront. The lake bluff is eroding, threatening to pull down the houses. Emergency officials will meet with residents Tuesday evening to talk about possible solutions. Roger Teets is in the business of preventing lake bluff erosion. He works for Edward E. Gillen Marine, a Mequon company that installs shore protection. Teets says this year, a lot of areas without it are vulnerable.
We've got a higher lake level. It's 2 foot higher than last year, 4 foot higher than, say, 4 years ago. We're at not the all-time high yet. It could go higher.
Teets and I chatted along the lakefront south of Milwaukee. He told me when waves crash against the base of the lake bluff, they eat away at it, and eventually it can crumble. Teets says for decades, property owners have tried to hold back the waves.
Broken concrete, curb and gutters, sidewalks have been dumped over bluff faces for many, many years.
But Teets says those materials eventually break down. He points to a crumbling older project.
You can see that it's flat, it's sliding against each other. They're failing and falling down into the water.
It's strange to see the yard getting smaller.
Ron Kramer lives in Mount Pleasant in Racine County, where the eroding lake bluff is threatening about a dozen houses.
Two of our three children have had weddings in our backyard, and now the very places where we had the wedding, 6 or 8 feet of that is gone.
There are a few reasons why erosion poses a threat in Kramer's neighborhood. There's no breakwater in the lake to calm big waves, and the water is deep right up to the shoreline, allowing the waves to crash into the bluff at full strength. Kramer says erosion has claimed 20 feet of his property since last summer, but some neighbors have it worse.
One of the houses got so exposed that they had to tear the house down, and I just met a neighbor, their cliff. Same way, they had a garage that had to be removed.
Kramer will attend this evening's emergency meeting with FEMA, the Army Corps of Engineers, and other agencies. He fears they'll tell residents they need to do a big overhaul to shore protection, such as by having impermeable boulders shipped in by barge. Kramer says not everyone could afford such expensive upgrades. And if some residents can't beef up protections, then erosion could continue in the area. Michael Hahn, deputy director of the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, says erosion is a natural process.
When you disturb the supply of sediment carried in the currents running along the shore, erosive forces are going to still be there downdrift from the current, and they will look for other places to erode the sediment.
Roger Teets, with the shore protection company in Mequon, says the strategy it uses is to pack together big boulders that are taller than most waves and won't disintegrate. Otherwise, he says, there are no easy answers for controlling the lake.
Property values along Lake Michigan are very high, so that's why there's a constant fight against Mother Nature to protect those land values.
A fight, Teets says, that Mother Nature may sometimes win. I'm Annalise Henzel. 89.7 WUWM.